With over 6 months under his belt, Yellowstone National Park Superintendent Cam Sholley has released the park's top five strategic priorities. Those include investing in infrastructure, focusing on the people who work at the park, and how to deal with increased visitation. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska spoke with Sholley about two priorities that impact our region, starting with the need to strengthen the ecosystem.
It is an ecosystem that is under threat. It can be under threat from climate change, could be under threat from increased visitation. So we can't be complacent and, you know, taking the condition of the Yellowstone ecosystem now and just hoping that it'll stay in that condition in the future. And so there's a lot of proactive measures that we need to continue to focus on from this, like I said, in the priorities, you know, understanding and responding effectively to climate change. How do we continue to promote larger landscape conservation from a wildlife perspective, not only within Yellowstone, but beyond Yellowstone boundaries? How do we continue to work with states, for instance, on wildlife corridors and cooperative conservation efforts? And then we have some of the most incredible historic and cultural resources in the world in Yellowstone, and we need to do a much better job of caring for those core cultural resources, whether those are, you know, the sites that we protect or the structures that we need to improve. A lot of work needs to be done across that spectrum. And so, you know, I look at what's happened at Lake Yellowstone as both a success and a failure. A success from the standpoint that we actually, because of incredible efforts, the cutthroats are rebounding, and we're continuing a very positive trend in eradicating lake trout, a non-native species. That said, how did we get into that situation in the first place? And that's where we kind of failed, and there's some good lessons learned there. Most importantly, how do we take those lessons and make sure that we're looking for the right indicators across the ecosystem where there's native species that are under threat potentially? Do we pick up those warning signs early on and take the right action early? And that's really important. And our prioritization system and structure we work within has got to be designed in a way that's conducive for detecting those types of things early on, so we're not responding like we are at Lake Yellowstone and putting $2.2 million into saving a species that we almost let blink out.
Second priority that I wanted to chat a little bit about is the build coalitions and partnerships. So how is the park going to continue grow partnerships with gateway communities like Cody?
Well, once again, there's so many partners. It's a matter of us being organized and understanding how to continue to build relationships. And so many things that occur in the park affect gateway communities and states and other private landowners and other entities outside the park and vice versa. And so only through kind of an organized dialogue and ensuring that we've got an approach that helps us understand what, say, Cody's concerns are. And Cody's concerns, you know, there may be some commonality between what Cody wants to talk about and, say, West Yellowstone, but there are differences also. And so do we understand when we have those conversations, number one, do we have the right relationships built with the right people? And that's essential. And are those conversations ongoing so that we have a trust that builds over time and an ability to pick up the phone and call each other or work through problems? And whether that's with a gateway community or a business owner or a tribe or an elected official or a landowner for that matter, it's really important for us with so many different people interested in what we're doing in Yellowstone to have an organized approach to that. And I think the other part of partnerships, it's not just external. And Yellowstone's a really big park. We've got incredible partners in the park, like our concessioners, like Vanterra and Delaware North, Yellowstone Park Service Stations. How are we partnering with them? How are we working within the Park Service team and partnering across divisional boundaries for maximum efficiency and those types of things? And so, you know, it's building coalitions and partnerships is core to our mission. It's needed. It's something that we can't succeed without great partnerships, but this is a matter of us really focusing on how do we get organized and how do we have the right dialogue with the right partners on the right topics and let that dialogue build into action.
Is there anything else that you kind of wanted to highlight that I didn't ask?
The only thing I would say that would be good is we're working a five-year plan on improving employee housing, getting rid of 75 obsolete trailers, you know, some of the conditions some of these employees are living in are unacceptable to me. We've got a good plan coming together that will both improve existing housing and replace housing where necessary, and there's more to come on that.